Book 3, Chapter 13, Moses removed from Mount Sinai and conducted the people to the borders of the Canaanites. A little while afterwards he rose up and went from Mount Sinai, and having passed through several mansions, of which we will speak, he came to a place called Hazeroth, where the multitude began again to be mutinous, and to Moses for the misfortunes they had suffered their travels. And that when he had persuaded them to leave a good land, they at once had lost their land. And instead of that happy state in which he had found them, they were now still wandering in their miserable condition, being already in need of water. And if the manna should happen to fail, they must then utterly perish. Yet while they spoke many and bitter things against Moses, there was one of them who exhorted them to be unmindful of Moses, and of what great pains he had been at about their common safety, not to despair of assistance from God. The multitude thereupon became still more unruly and mutinous against Moses than before. Hereupon Moses, although he was so basely abused by them, encouraged them in their despairing condition, and promised that he would procure them a quantity of flesh meat, and that not only for a few days only, but for many days. This they were not ready to believe. And when one of them asked from where he could obtain such a vast plenty of what Moses had promised, Moses replied, "Neither God nor I, who hear such shameful language, will leave off our labors for you. And this soon shall appear also." As soon as ever he had said this, the whole camp was filled with quails. They stood round about them and gathered great numbers. However, it was not long before God punished the Hebrews for their insolence, for making those reproaches they had used towards him, and no small number of them died. And still to this day the place retains the memory of this destruction, and his name Kibroth Hattaavah, which is Graves of Lust.